WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Nothing But Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Thursday inside the Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right in the 93, 73 degrees on your way out the house this morning. And yes, those powerful pop-up showers are in and around the area still lurking. They still lurking, but not a major chance of those today. So that means you're probably going to run into one somewhere, but not. It's not going to be that long, and the chances are very slim this morning. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling?
Feeling good. You know, yesterday in my household, it was the first day of school.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, it was cool. We went out to dinner after that, you know, sort of just celebrated the first day of school and getting ready for what is going to be a great school year. We're claiming it. Hallelujah.
I know that's right. You got to claim it early. You got to claim it early.
Yeah. So did the open house thing earlier this week, met the teachers, and now we kicking things off. It has begun.
Yeah, one of my daughters, my daughter Landon is already in school. She goes to school in South Carolina. She's already in school. Open house for Ryan, my oldest daughter, is today.
Yeah.
So she's going to Piedmont this year.
A lot of schools having open house today. So parents, if you're up and you're listening and you haven't heard any information about open house, go ahead and give your school a call and find out exactly when it happens so that you can get there. Open house is so important.
Yeah.
I'm one of those parents that walks in open house and I'm like, hello, my name is, here's my phone number, here's my email address, here's what you need to know about my child. Now, how are we going to make this work?
Okay, parent.
How are we going to make this work?
I just walk in there, how you doing? All right, when is it over?
No, because I think
you're right.
Teachers need information.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, and the more information that you can give them before the first day of school, before your child walks in there, and you can sort of prep them for that, the better for the teacher. And I love teachers that embrace that information. They're like, yeah, I want to know all about your child.
Yeah, but you know, kids change during the year too. Like how they start in the year is not necessarily how they're going to finish. And some kids are linear and they stay the same, but most kids, they change. They come in, some of them come in quiet. And some of them come in crying, and by the end of the year, they turned up.
Yeah.
And turned out.
And I think that if you give the teacher information, they can help bring those types of great qualities out of your kids. You know, like, I know there are some subjects that the little one struggles at.
Right.
And I know the signs of when she is struggling.
Okay.
So I want her sitting up in the front of the class.
Yeah.
I want her sitting near the teacher. I want her sitting away from her friends so that she's not easily distracted. And I also want to let that teacher know, when you see her looking like this, when you see her doing these types of things, it's not that she's being defiant. It is that she is checked out because she does not understand.
Yeah.
And those types of things are the types of things I share with teachers.
And some kids function better in a leadership role. Even if they like disturb the class, if you put them in a leadership role, then they'll have a better school year.
Yep. And so if you know that, and you tell the teacher early, she can begin to look, or he or she can begin to look for those qualities and identify those in those kids. That's why open house is so important, parents. So get out there and make sure that you attend your child's open house and give them your phone number. Get in school your phone number, man.
Let me call me. Hey, Mr. Larry, we're sorry to disturb you, but can y'all come visit my school? Because we know your daughter is in the class, or she go here. Can y'all come visit? Man, call me when she do something bad so I can come whoop in front of her classmates.
Why would you do that? No, you know, I used to work in the school system, and it was always so tough because it wasn't always for bad things.
Yeah,
it would
be
emergencies, and we would be like, what is your mama's phone number? What is your daddy's phone number? Right. We got to get in contact with somebody, and we don't have updated information, you know? And now your child's sitting up here in the nurse's office throwing up every 3 minutes, and they've been up here all day, and we can't find you. We need updated information. Go get them schools updated information,
We need updated information. You know what I hate, though? Because I used to work in the school system, too. So you know what I hate? The parent that always think my child doesn't do anything wrong.
Oh, no. Listen.
Man, your kid at home and your kid in school is two different kids.
And here's the thing. Now, listen. I'm not crazy to the fact that there are some teachers out there that just make some stuff up. But you know. You know if your child is bad. You know if your child pushes them limits. Yeah. Come on now. You know.
I hate the parents that are like, my kid don't do nothing wrong. I don't care what you say about my child. They are not wrong.
There is no child that does nothing wrong.
Exactly.
There's no child that does nothing wrong. Every child got a little bit of wrong in them.
Exactly.
You had a little bit of wrong in when you was a child.
And I kind of sort of work in the school system now because I coach basketball for a school. So it's still like working in the school system because you deal with the kids on a day-to-day basis. And you're part of their life, so it's still like working in the school system.
I said this the other day on National Radio Day. Mm-hmm. Those teachers would call my parents almost every day about me talking. Do you know what it's like to have to sit in silent lunch for a person like me? That is traumatizing. That is solitary confinement for a child. That is not. Oh man! But I said, what my teachers told me was my weakness. Like the thing that your mouth is going to be what gets you in trouble turned out to be like my greatest asset because my mouth is what gets me paid every day. Like I have to make my money. That's, you know, by talking on the radio and sharing content. So, you know,
that's what it is. Today's inspiration.
You got to grow up. You got to grow up. This is what I'm talking about.
I didn't even say nothing. But you can't even continue the conversation.
You got to grow up, Larry.
Your mouth is what gets you paid on a day-to-day basis. I love it. Inspiration, power, word of the morning. Pastor Jay, next level ministry.
Glorious morning. This is Pastor Jay with your power.
Madhouse. Fire up my soul. We're Power 98. Charter's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Yep, straight like that. It's Nola Larry in the morning, Madhouse. Welcome to the Madhouse. 73 degrees. Today's high is going to be right in the 93, and it's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am Nola Larry. Today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by Erykah Badu. She's coming to town. Erykah Badu and Goody Mob featuring CeeLo. They're coming to town October the 4th. That's on a Friday at the Bojangles Coliseum. You want tickets? You can keep it locked in right here, or you can quite simply go to power98fm.com. You don't want to miss Erykah Badu, Good and Mob featuring CeeLo, October the 4th. It's going to be off the chain. Hashtag Larry Mad. This is a hashtag Larry Mad, a.k.a. You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy. I saw the story on last week, and I was supposed to do it, but I think I was out the day I was supposed to do it. But I had to do this because they so stupid. Saluda, South Carolina. They pulled a man over, a Georgia Southern football player, starting quarterback. He's got ties to Charlotte. That's why I got to do this one. They pulled a man over. He was speeding. He didn't deny that he was speeding. He was speeding. So the officers pulled him over, and they look on the windshield of his car and see a white substance. And they asked the man, hey, you can hear him. You can hear him in the dash cam video, Miss Jessica. They asked the young man, hey, what is that white substance on your windshield? He said, hey, I don't know. They said, you know what it is. And he returned. He said, well, I guess it's bird doo-doo. And they say, nah, that we don't think this bird do. We think it's cocaine. Cocaine? First of all, officer, sir, sheriff, sir, why am I going to have cocaine on my windshield? Why would I have dry, powdered up cocaine on my windshield? Y'all was looking to charge this young man for something besides speeding. So then, not only did they ask him was it cocaine, they went and got their field drug test and tested the substance right there in the field, and the substance tested positive for cocaine in the field. They charged the man with cocaine possession and speeding. Later on, he was arrested. Later on, they tested the substance again inside the lab. The substance tested positive for bird doo-doo.
How did it test positive?
You tell me, Miss Jessica. You tell me.
And like that.
Whatever y'all using down this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Salute to South Carolina to test stuff for drugs out in the field. Y'all need to throw that out the window. You need to throw that out the window with the same sheriffs that pulled a man over and seen a white substance on his windshield and thought it was cocaine. Ain't nobody on earth gonna have cocaine on their windshield. What am I doing? Smoking cocaine on the hood of my car? What am I doing? What am I doing, officer? Some stuff just stupid. I'm so mad at these. I want their badge numbers. I want their mama phone number. I want their daddy phone number so they can slap them and tell them, take these officers off the street. You do not deserve to be a police officer if you are testing something on a windshield for cocaine and then it come back positive. I guess the bird must have been smoking cocaine then. Either that or he was a bird that run drugs for the folks in South Carolina. Because his poop tested positive for cocaine in the field. So maybe you need to go find the bird and arrest the bird. Stupid-ass cops. All right, man. See what else I've been mad at? Oh, that makes me sick. Leave people alone, man. See, they always messing with us. They mess. Chris Brown, no guidance. It's 598.
Trips that you plan for the next whole week. Been too long for
so another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
Oh, it's time for the Madhouse Great Debate today. Y'all know how I feel about animals. So, okay. Madhouse Nation, go ahead already, right now. Hop on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry. Today we want to know, what is the worst? What is the ultimate worst? All right. Is it birds? Spiders, snakes, or mice/rats? Which one is the worst?
Snakes. I didn't even go hesitate.
I knew that was going to be your answer.
Man, snakes. And no, I don't even play with snakes at all. Man, I don't, nah. I had a snake in my shop one time, in my shop, and Butterfingers had rolled through. I said, "Big dog, y'all had a shop for the day. I'm gone."
What is it about snakes?
I don't know, Jessica. It's just something like they bite. They can do too much. They bite. They can squeeze you to death. They quick. They fast. They slither.
I feel like if you see a snake,
it's over. I'm gone.
Yeah, but like if you see it, snakes, it ain't that quick.
It depends on what kind of snake it is. A rattlesnake is fast. A cobra snake is fast.
Are you faster than a snake?
I don't know. Yeah, I probably will be that day. I don't play with snakes. I don't play with them at all. Mm-mm.
You know, the guy doesn't play with snakes either. I'm pretty sure the snake would be his pick for this.
Yeah.
Mine, when I was putting this picture together, the sight of it just, oh my goodness, it made my skin crawl. Mice. Mm. Mice and rats. Oh, it.
I don't like them, but I ain't scared of them. Like,
oh, no.
I hate to look at them, but I ain't scared of them.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. You know how in the classroom when you growing up, the teacher might have a hamster?
Yep.
No, 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 no. It's too close to a mouse. No.
I look at a snake in the cage, but if it's out, it's over. I'm out.
I don't want to see it at all. I don't want to see it at all. Oh my God. It's horrible. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to keep this great debate up on my Instagram page. I might have to delete this. But y'all let us know which one is the ultimate worst. Like you're like, absolutely not. You are not messing with it. Mm. Birds, spiders, mice/rats, or snakes. Log on right now at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry. Come on. Come on. What you rolling in, Shock? What you rolling in, Shock? What you rolling in? What you rolling in? What you in? What you rolling in? what you rolling in?
A Honda Accord.
Hey, get your roll on, baby. Get your roll on. Hey, real quick, though. I just seen a Honda Accord. Somebody sent me this picture this morning. A Honda Accord with curtains in it. You know how they got the luxury curtains and like the Maybach and everything? Uh-huh. Somebody showed me a picture with the Thomas Davis Defending Dreams Foundation last night. I think it was either April or Donata or Mr. Rob showed me a picture of a Honda Accord with the luxury curtains in it. But it'll step the game up. They say you can order them like that now.
Listen, I don't have a Honda Accord. I have a Honda Civic, but I love it.
Get your roll on.
It is amazing.
Man, it's time to get that crazy news story.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy news being brought to you by the Greek Fest, baby. Yahoo! I might have gave this one to you. I think I gave you this line, but the Greek Fest is coming up. Coming to town, and you don't want to miss it, man. Did you go to the Greek? We attended the Greek Fest when I was in school. This is the 42nd annual Yasu Greek Festival, September the 5th through September the 8th at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral, located at 600 East Boulevard. Admission is just $3, and kids 12 and under, you get in absolutely free. Log on to power98fm.com for more details.
So today's story is coming out of Pennsylvania. It involves a young lady by the name of Casey Lang. She is 23. And her husband, Jeffrey Lang, who is 27 years old. They're in a little bit of trouble. Mm. The couple started a GoFundMe page for their newborn son, saying that he actually passed away about 6 hours after the birth. Mm. So they started this GoFundMe page to raise money for their son, who they say passed away. However, it never even happened. The son, the birth, the death, none of it was true. And when they posted about this on the GoFundMe page, they had a picture of the baby. But because none of it was true, it was not a picture of the baby. It was a picture of a doll. D-O-L-L. They had a picture of a doll. And they were claiming was their son passed away.
That is dead wrong.
And they were asking for money.
That is dead wrong.
To help with the funds for this.
That is dead wrong.
On their GoFundMe page. Now, they were charged with theft.
For stealing big money.
And deception.
What, they donate? Oh, deception. Okay.
Theft and deception. It's crazy. But, you know, we see a lot of crazy things on GoFundMe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People. A lot of crazy things on GoFundMe. Some of y'all out there abusing GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
What is the craziest thing that you have ever seen on a GoFundMe page?
The Madhouse posted a GoFundMe one time when they was trying to get people to donate money for the Madhouse breakfast.
And it was quickly shut down by our boss.
I'm about to say, no, y'all can't do that.
No, like.
Y'all can't do that.
We put that GoFundMe page up for all of maybe 15 minutes.
It was 15 minutes? I thought it was at least an hour.
No.
We had about $40. We were trying to get $5,000.
No. Our boss came in here immediately and was like, what are y'all doing, and made us shut that GoFundMe page down. And we deserved it. We didn't. We deserved to get fussed out like we did because we had no business posting that GoFundMe page to get breakfast.
Well, you know what it was? Because we saw a story like this and we was like, well, if they posted, they doing GoFundMes for that, we need a GoFundMe for breakfast because we'd be hungry in the morning. So we started a GoFundMe page. We got about $40 and it got shut down. We never took the money though. We never accepted the money.
No, we ain't had no business doing that. We were wrong. We should not have participated in these shenanigans.
I tell you
these GoFundMe shenanigans.
I tell you what, if you want a Cash App, though, for some breakfast, I'll give you my Cash App.
So speaking of Cash App, you know, you can also get the crazy request on Cash App,
too. Oh, yeah. People send all kind of stuff, but I definitely saw the Madhouse one. But I saw one, something about somebody was trying to build their dog this extreme doghouse. And you know, dog stuff, like anything involving the dog, you're going to get the money. Like, you could say, I'm trying to teach my dog how to jump over a fence, and I need $10,000. You post it, you're going to get that $10,000.
How much money was that?
I think it was like $5,000. They were trying to raise
yeah. $5,000.
Yep. Because they wanted to build a dog, this elaborate doghouse, like a real house.
And it made its mark? It reached its goal?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. When I think it was like $5,000, and they had like $100.
Y'all got to stop, man. Y'all got to stop. I had a student who, so she sent me a message. She said, "Why didn't you come to my graduation?" I said, "You did not send me an invitation to your graduation." And she goes, "Well, I sent you a Cash App, so you still need to send me a present." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "That no, you can't do that." So. You get them on Cash App, too. They're crazy on Cash App. Also, yeah. The requests on Cash App.
Yeah.
And those just come in. Like, you just look down at your phone, and it's like, so-and-so is requesting $20 so they can get a pizza.
Block.
You're like, what?
Block. My Cash App block game is strong. Block.
Yeah, I just don't respond
block.
To it.
Block, block, block.
I got a Cash App from Larry for a dollar.
on his birthday.
Yeah.
I wish I would have sent him a dollar.
I wish I sent you a dollar
on my birthday. Well, if I do, I'm gonna give y'all 100 pennies.
You petty, man. You can't. I can't. Your boy can't even get a dollar for his birthday.
That ain't enough.
He was out there begging people for a dollar on his birthday.
I got it. What are you gonna do with a dollar? That ain't enough for nothing.
They pile up though.
I know what the game is. I say, what you gonna do with $1 for me?
If 1,000 people send me a dollar, I got $1,000.
That's why I wasn't a part of.
You didn't contribute.
$999.
You should have gave it a dollar. I'd have made it.
$998, because I ain't put that. I ain't give
y'all
either.
Minus y'all 2. Y'all
From the True Lion Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte.
Yep. Burpee is out today. So guess what? I got the list. I'm hitting the hot key today. Shut your
dumb ass up.
You know how I go. And the first person on the list is Burpee. Burpee is the first person on the list for what?
Shut your dumb ass up.
Burpee is not here again today. Today he's not here again. And he said, "Oh, you know, I've been taking this penicillin and this medicine and I can't get up." First of all.
It's not really penicillin. Don't do that. It's not really penicillin.
That medicine don't make you sleepy.
It's amoxicillin. Don't do that to him.
You was up all night watching TV on Facebook talking to all them people. Burpee, we ain't buying it.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Yo, President Orange. Mr. 45, this week, you know, every week he got something dumb he say. This week he jumped on the Jews. He said any Jew that votes for a Democrat has a lack of knowledge and great disloyalty. He also said that he wants to buy the country of Greenland. He want to buy the whole country. Donald Trump, as we say every week.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Come on, Donald Trump.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Get your toupee fixed. A lot of y'all ladies might not know about this, but it is football season, and Antonio Brown, who used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, now plays for the Raiders. He has been in a whole live dispute with the NFL over a helmet. He wants to wear an old helmet that he's worn in the league since he's been there. The NFL has banned this helmet. Antonio Brown is making close to $30 million guaranteed $30 million. So I'm going to lose all my money that I'm worth because I can't wear the helmet I want to wear. Antonio Brown,
shut your dumb ass up.
Talking about the helmet that they selected for me doesn't feel right on my head.
Is it like a superstition? And that's why he doesn't want to wear it?
Jessica, I don't know what it is. It's a helmet. Put the damn helmet on and go get this $30 million,
well,
boy.
Hold on. If it doesn't feel good on his head, and it's supposed to protect his head, shouldn't it?
The helmet has been deemed safe by the NFL. That's why the NFL came out and changed the helmets this year, because they said they were making the NFL safer, and the helmets that they have set forth are the most safe helmets to date. Mm. He got a helmet that was made. It's like having an old iPad, but they want to give you the new iPad, but you want to use the old one. Antonio Brown,
shut your dumb ass up.
Last but not least, I got to put them back on the list. I did them this morning for hashtag Larry Mad. These police officers down in Saluda, South Carolina, pulled a man over, pulled a football player over that plays for Georgia Southern. He had a white substance on his windshield, and they said they thought it was cocaine. Sharp, when have you seen some cocaine on somebody's windshield?
He said, "You sure?"
They tested it.
And it was bird poop.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Every police officer, even y'all police chief down there in Saluda, South Carolina, you getting a hotkey. Hit the hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
That's all I got.
And those were Burberry thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Throw that.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Nola with Larry, the Morning Madhouse. 7:04, 4 minutes out to 7 o'clock. Is that Lizzo? Truth hurts. How today at the Queen City is going to be right near 93, and of course, right about now, 73 degrees.
Yeah, you know this song, Truth Hurts. Lizzo actually posted a video of the 2016 Democratic presidential debates with this song playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It was a part where it was Hillary Clinton. And in the song, you know, it says, why men great till they gotta be great. So Hillary Clinton actually chimed in on that video. That video has been viewed over 1 million times. The internet loves it.
No,
and
dope.
Then Hillary Clinton actually chimed in and she left the lyric from the song. I just took a DNA test, turns out. And you know how the rest of that
I'm goes. 100% dead.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So a lot of people were talking about that story.
I met Hillary, you know, when she was running for president. So mm-hmm. It was real dope. I got to sit down with her and eat with her down at Mertz. And she's a real cool person. It was a real cool experience, too, like going through that whole process.
Oh, okay, so, I went down to Mertz.
Huh? Yeah, I went down to Mertz.
The soul food place.
So Hillary was down there eating chicken. Mm. Coming up, man, we're gonna let you shine. You know how we do it. 570 WPEG. Your kids doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy, the baby, Nicki Minaj. He's also got a song with Lizzo.
He's gonna do a remix.
Yeah, they did it.
She dropped, he hopped on it.
Yeah. She was talking about it on his page.
Pile 98. She like I smell cologne. Yeah, I just signed a deal. I'm on. Yeah. I go where I want, good. Play if you want, let's do it. Yeah. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah, I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Global.
Yeah. I go where I want, good. Play if you want, let's do it.
What?
I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah.
You know, it's the time of the morning we let y'all shine, man. And I got to let that dude right there, the baby, shine, man. Was on this live yesterday. He gone. They on their way to UK. They probably there this morning. They in London. But he took half the hood with him. Jessica. He took half the hood with him to London. Man, that's real big, man. It's life changing experience for a lot of those young men you got with you. So, man, double salute to you. If you got somebody you want to let shine, you know how we do it. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Y'all know what time it is, big dog. Let's go do it. Good morning. Who you let shine, though?
First off, I'm shouting out my niece, Mia Ariana. She signed a big deal to Epic Records. We on. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just shouting her out. She said Rochester May, Charlotte Ray. So shout out to Charlotte. Hey, we got to support people because you never know when they time is here. She opened up for the baby. Now it's her turn. She up next. So
there it is.
Shouting her out, Mia Ariana. So
Mia Ariana, you got to bring up here.
But Mia Ariana, y'all know her. Y'all know her.
Packing the mail, she gone. You like how she smell? Come on, she on.
Power 98. Good morning. Who trying to let shine?
Good morning. We want to let Jameson shine. Say good morning.
Good morning.
My birthday is 27.
My birthday is 27.
Virgo season.
Virgo season.
And shout out to my daddy.
Shout out to my daddy.
We love y'all. Turn up, Power 98.
We love you too. 7 years old, man. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Who you letting shine this morning?
I'd like to let shine on my 13-year-old son and my 12-year-old son, Curtis and Dwayne, for making the middle school football team. Both of them going to be starting, one on defense and one on offense. Yeah.
What middle school?
WC Friday.
I want to want to send a big birthday shout out to my homeboy, Coach E, Rosto Hatchet. This is coming from his daughter, Aaliyah, also known as Lil Man. She wanted to send a shout out. She just hit me up. So happy birthday to you, Coach E. Not nosy neighbor news.
Wrong button. I clicked the wrong button. Good morning. Who you let shine this morning?
Good morning. I'm letting myself shine and y'all shine and the world shine, but especially my mama.
It don't sound right. It don't sound right when you do the mama.
It does.
It's not meant for
that. It does, April. Way to go, April. Thank you.
Sit down somewhere. And I got this. What's the name of this little app I got for my daughter, Landon? It is Class Dojo. And her teacher has been giving her great reports. She said her project that she turned in her first week of school, she has done a great job. So I'm going to let my daughter Landon shine this morning for doing a great job on her first week of school.
Leave that baby alone. That baby doing good.
From the True Lion Federal
Neighborhood. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, August 22nd. Sad news concerning T. Grizzly. A gunman walked up to his Cadillac Escalade Tuesday night and opened fire. He nor his driver were shot, but unfortunately, his manager was shot and killed. Her name is JB. She was sitting in the back seat and was pronounced dead at the hospital. It's not clear if T. Grizzly was the intended target. This is such a sad story. I actually remember JB from when she came up here with T. Grizzly the first time we interviewed her and out there at BET. So definitely sad story. Last week, it was reported that Jay-Z was going to become part owner of an NFL team as a part of his new deal with the league. But it looks like that isn't true at all. In the deal, Jay-Z will become the live music entertainment strategist for the NFL's major events. The deal does not include any ownership stake or parameters of a potential one. So that rumor is false. Missy Elliott is getting ready to receive the Video Vanguard Award at the MTV Video Music Awards in MTV and Pepsi.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Are doing something special for the superstar. They are unveiling a pop-up museum for Missy Elliott. The ticketed experience will be held in New York City and open to the public for 2 days. The pop-up museum will include installations inspired by people who have worked with Missy Elliott, including director Hype Williams. Drake and Big Freedia might be headed to court. New Orleans musician Sam Scully says that the two used his beat for their collab in My Feelings, and they also used it on Drake's hit Nice for What, and they used it without permission, so now he is suing. Sam Scully says that he published the beat on a CD that he released in New Orleans way back in 2000 on a track titled Roll Call. He is also going after Asylum Records, Cash Money Records, and Republic Records. News recently broke that Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have called it quits, and Jamie has moved on ever since he was seen leaving a club holding hands with a 21-year-old. She's an aspiring singer. Well, Jamie says that rumor is absolutely not true. They are not dating, according to Foxx. That girl hangs out with my kids. I have a 25-year-old daughter. I don't date in my daughter's range ever. So that one isn't true. Happy birthday to Keith Powers, Beanie Man, and Riley Burris. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news. You're correct. And you just won tickets to go see Jadenna performing live at the Fillmore on Sunday, November 3rd. It's going down at 8 p.m. All you got to do is tell us that station. That's the plug.
Power 98.
Straight like that. The same station you'll find your 740 question of the morning being brought to you by $2 Fridays. You know myself, DJ Butterfingers. We all the way up in it Friday night, 10 to midnight. You already know how we do it, man. $2 Fridays every Friday night at the White House, 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. We about to talk about our 740 question of the morning, and it's about your phone. Let's talk about it, man.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
Yep. This one comes from the mind of our producer, DJ Shark. What you got for us today, Shark?
You know, we always get stories. So someone wrote us the other day a story about someone who was in a new relationship and asked his new love to turn on the read receipts button so they can see if their messages were being read.
So like on the iPhone, I think Droid has the feature too. So you know how like on your phone, if I send you a message, it'll tell me when you read the message. It'll say read on the phone or vice versa. Like, so if you got your phone, when I send you a message, it'll tell that, you know, when I read the message, same thing. And a lot of people don't turn these on during relationships, or they won't turn them on, or they already have them off, and then your mate might ask you to turn it on, so you can't lie and say, well, I didn't get the message.
Well, I say at this
point, you turn it on, though? Will you turn
it
on?
I never even thought about it. It never crossed my mind. But in this day and age, it's kind of like response time will cause a whole argument.
If you don't respond back to some
people within like a millimeter of a second,
you're absolutely right.
Something's coming behind. You know?
What you doing? What are you doing?
Living life. I'm an adult. I got things going on.
It only takes 22 seconds to send a text message.
Says who?
you can reply, cake.
Hey, man, I got responsibilities.
You ain't got no responsibilities.
Hey. Okay.
Send me my message back, boy. You read my message.
And that's how it goes.
Jessica, do you turn your red, like, do you got your red received on your phone?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't pay attention to it or anything like that.
But they put it on there for a reason.
I do know people that do have it on there. Yeah. And they have specifically ask their mate to put it on there and reasons like that. And it isn't for cheating or anything like that. It is for things like they have children. They have kids. And they might be sending some information regarding the kids to their partner. And they want to make sure that their partner has gotten it because their partner isn't good about replying back to text.
So I know you got the message.
At least if I'm sending you something about our kids, I know that you're not good about replying back. I at least know that you got that message. And I don't have to worry about, like if I'm saying, hey, emergency, I need you to go pick up the kids.
Right.
And you're not good about responding it. At least if I see that it says red, I don't have to worry about it.
Right. I now know that you got the message.
I now don't know that you got the message. Right. And that's why they have used it before. I'm sure that people use it to check up on their mate also. But I
sent you a message at 7:43. You read it at 7:43. Why you didn't respond to 8:05?
I am also one of those people that is horrible.
What? Jessica might not never text you back.
To text messages.
What?
Yeah, I am horrible.
Jessica might not never text you back.
And the sad thing is I will write a response and just not push send. Or, you know, or like, I'm just bad about that. And it is one of those things that I'm working on. So don't put no red receipts on me. Because I will read your text message.
I will read your text message. Don't read my message, don't respond.
I will read your text
message. That said you ignore me.
Or it's not that I'm ignoring you.
But that's how I make the other person feel.
It is the fact that I might have read it, right? Mm-hmm. I might be sitting in a meeting, might have read your text message, but I don't have the time to really give it the attention that it needs because I'm also supposed to be paying attention in this meeting.
You can't
or paying attention to what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, you can reply back. Got it?
No, because that isn't going to be satisfying to you because you want the response and the interaction as to what the text message is.
You know, you know how they got the custom responses in your phone? You can customize a response like got it, reply in a minute or something.
I don't
want
to do all that.
Now, that has got to be the best curve of I'm not replying to you ever.
What? What?
Jessica just said. She basically said, I ain't even thinking about you.
No, I just don't want to respond. I hate text like, especially when people want to have a conversation with me, like, hey, how are you doing? How people, I don't want to do that on text.
But that's how people converse now, though. Like, most people converse through text.
I don't want to do that on text. I don't.
That's how people
talk
now.
If you, like, send me a specific request, information or whatever, you know what grinds my gears.
We talk a lot on text messages, and you won't reply. We be mad,
and we're handling business or whatever.
We are.
And if I don't reply, it's just because I have no input to it.
Nah, we don't like that. We want you to say something.
Oh, okay. And I've learned this because the guy got on me about this the other day. But I will don't text message me. Hey. Don't do that.
For real?
Oh, no.
What you want me to say? What you doing? Or you want me to just, if I'm trying to speak to you.
Then text message me what you want.
You don't want me to say, hey, first? That's rude.
Text message me what you want. Do you want me to stop by the store and pick up something for you? Okay, then say that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, hey. Like, look, don't say, hey, how are you doing? I don't want to go through all that in the text.
So
I really don't.
You just want me to be jump straight in.
Get straight to the point.
For everybody?
Get straight to the point. I don't have time for that. No, for the pleasantries. I don't have time for the pleasantries.
You don't want the pleasantries.
Give me straight up why you texted me.
You know what? You all right with me. 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. Do you put the red received on your phone so people know when you read their message? It's Power 98.
No limit.
It's Bo.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know about this time what we do, baby. We do situations, and we got a serious situation today. Usually we get a letter in for situation, but this time the situation came into the studio.
The situation is here.
He's a viral situation. Straight up out of... Are you from Charlotte, Trizzy?
Hello there. Would you like some tea and crumpets?
Trizzy, are you from here? Are you from the city?
I'm not. I'm originally from Anderson, South Carolina.
Okay.
But I represent Carolina as a whole, so...
That's what's up. You live here now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you live in Charlotte now, from Anderson, South Carolina. Yeah. I got some partners and relatives down there, so...
What, in Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Word. So, shout out to them.
You all have not seen or heard of Trizzy Tracks, this was a... Hold on, before I start, do you go by Trizzy Tracks or just Trizzy?
Trizzy.
Just Trizzy. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I saw your video on the Shade Room.
Oh, okay.
And had no idea that you were from
Shade
Carolina.
Room was the first.
That was the first time I saw your video, and it was dope. You were in the car, you were making the beat.
I was actually in my work van. I was on the road, like in Tennessee. I just found like a remote spot. You know what I'm saying? Like with a nice view to like get some inspiration. So,
and you got that MPC.
Yeah,
that's that one that the white boy had on Hustle and Flow.
But not that same exact one.
MPC. Yeah.
And you went viral, and off of that video, what has happened since that video dropped?
I mean, a lot has happened. I mean, like a lot of love and feedback, a lot of meetings, you know, like with record labels up in New York, you know, studio sessions. I met Timbaland. Like the week after that video went viral in Miami, I actually was down there with Timbaland like twice, like 1 week. And then the next week after that, I was working on a project with one of his artists and stuff like that. So we got some down on that. And
It was rumored that Meek Mill was actually trying to sign you or trying to get a beat from you.
No, he wasn't trying to sign me. Like that's just, you know, rumors, but you know, it was just the whole thing that everybody thought that I was actually at the studio with him, but we haven't met, but we've talked.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Working with someone like Timbaland, that's it. He's huge. And I'm actually from Virginia.
Okay.
What
part?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia. Ooh.
Virginia Beach. So he's like hometown hero for us. What did you learn from him?
He gave like a lot of gems. It's like endless, just I just like conversating with him. You know, just the whole fact of, like, besides music, just actually being there in his presence and, you know, soaking in all the knowledge that he gave, you know what I'm saying? He just, you know, he was just real humble. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's just like one of us, but, you know, just on another level. You know what I mean?
So, Teresa, how long you been doing beats?
I've been doing production for, like, about 15 years, like, a little bit after I, like, graduated high school.
And what inspired you to do beats?
What inspired me to do beats, I mean, just hearing music just on the radio, like, from production, from Timbaland, Swiss Beats, Heatmakers, Pete Rock, Jay Dilla, rest in peace, a lot of people, like, you know, Kool & Dre, mm-hmm. Dr. Dre.
How would you describe your sound?
My sound is different. It's, you know, it's organic, because, like, when I create music, it's pretty much based off feeling. So when you hear my music, it's like you feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that makes you want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might get you through the day. It's like therapy. Mm-hmm. Music is like therapy at the end of the day. But, you know, if you have that right feeling, you know, you can impact, you know, lots of lives. You know, I had a chick, forgot her name, but she DM'd me the other day and whatever, and she said she was going through like breast cancer and whatnot. Mm. She was like, just from the music that she heard from me, it just got her through the day and just made her day like a whole lot better. That's, you know,
dope.
So I stay in contact with her, you know, just to check up on her and stuff like that. You know,
what do you want this craft to take you? Like, what's next for Trizzy, and what do you want to happen? Because you said you met with some labels, so what is going down with that? And what do you want? What do you want from this productions?
I mean, you know, I just honestly just wants to you know, give, like, make an outlet to what I do, like, as far as, like, the finger drumming, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that, you know, that always trying to find something to do as a hobby, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you know, finger drumming with, you know, music is something fun that could get the youth, you know, involved, and mm-hmm. and it's been people, like, with children, they tell me that, you know, my son wants to, you know, get an MPC just because of, you know what I'm saying? It's just something to do because they like the excitement and just the look of it, and just, you know,
you do,
I mean,
make it look very exciting.
Yeah.
You do make it look very exciting.
So speaking of that, we got you plugged in our studio. So we're gonna put Trizzy over there in the mixing studio.
Oh, really?
We're gonna let you run through some beats live on air. Let's go live on our live on Power 98 FM? Power 98 FM.
We're gonna do all that.
Instagram page. I'm gonna go live on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry, and we're gonna see Trizzy do this thing live inside the madhouse. Let's get to it.
Trizzy party.
Trizzy party. It's proud of you.
Practice.
You know who that is? Megan Thee Stallion. Charlotte's on the baby. You know it's Power 98. We the plug. I'm in my bag. I'm in that new hot girl summer. You on that last year? Hot girl summer. Do pimps? Hot girl summer. Hot girl summer.
He say you all about money. I'm on that cash.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. We told y'all we are the plug for everything. We live, local, and lit. And right here from my backyard, Trizzy is in the building with the Madhouse. Y'all seen this boy go viral on the gram. Man said he took meetings with everybody, with labels, was in Miami with Timbaland. Now he trying to take it to the next level. So he said, we saw you go viral on the gram. We saw you do your thing on the gram, all right? Well, let's see if you can come in the Madhouse and make a Madhouse party out of your beats. Trizzy, you ready?
This ain't not about music.
There it is. Trizzy Jack, if you out there in the car, you listening, all I can say is if you know a rapper or you a rapper, you might want to listen up and call Trizzy and tell him to give you a beat. This boy special now. Buddy special. Boy special. Give him something, Trizzy. Trizzy Tracks. Trizzy Tracks. And you can follow Trizzy on the gram at Trizzy Track. T-R-I-Z-Z-Y Track.
All one word.
Jessica's live right now on the gram. You can catch it at Hey Miss Jessica. Live on the gram right now. You can see him live in the studio doing his thing. Trizzy Tracks. Uh-oh. Oh, I like this one right here, brother. I like this one right here. First time we had a producer come up and plug up an MPC and let him do his thing. I like it. It's that mood music. The mood beats. How today gonna be right now, 93? Next one to go out the city. Trick the track. Working Woman Wednesday. Beautiful lady. I'm gonna need this Working Woman Wednesday, Drizzy. Can I get this? Can I get this Working Woman Wednesday? I'm live on them too. If you wanna go to my gram, I am No Limit Larry. You can see him live in the studio. He making these beats live right now. This is all live. This is all live heat. Talent right there. Beat Make Out the City went viral. Trizzy Tracks. Lady. Check him out. You live inside the madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, listen, that mood music right there, tracks from Trizzy, Trizzy Tracks. We got more. We come back with Trizzy. Viral sensation out of Charlotte. Charlotte, we up one.
No Limit Larry.
Y'all know who that is. Polo G, Lil Baby, Gunners, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. High today is going to be right in the 93, 75 degrees in Charlotte, America. And y'all know we got viral sensation Trizzy in the building out from Anderson, South Carolina, but lives here in Charlotte with Viral Man doing a beat in his work van. So we told him, man, we're going to see if you really can do them beats like this. He already killed the first segment. We said we're going to give him another. The people said they love this so much, we're going to let him do one more. Trizzy, go on, do your thing, boy.
Jolene,
this is gonna do that one. Okay, I like it.
Oh, I'm begging.
That sounds like some Lil Nas X. Super producer Trizzy. He got his MPC plugged in. MPC plugged in. He got the MPC. All right. You can watch him live at Hey Miss Jessica. You watch him live at I Am No Limit Larry on my Instagram. Let's go, Trizzy. Said y'all like beats. Trizzy Tracks on the gram. That's T-R-I-Z-Z-Y Tracks. Or Trizzy Track on Instagram. Yep. I feel it. All right. Just playing beat. Trizzy Track. Live inside the Madhouse. Super producer. I can't give him that. I'm the hook master, but I got a hook for you if nothing else. You don't think so? All right, watch this. Salute to Trizzy, man. Viral sensation. Right here, straight up out of Charlotte, man, doing his thing next to Blow. We had to bring him in. He went viral straight up out of our city. We had to let him come in and let him play some of these beats live, because anytime you in your work van and you make a beat, I ain't believe it, but I'm a believer now, Trizzy. I am a believer today. You made a believer out of me. Yep. Oh, that sounds like Kendrick Lamar beat. Salute to Trizzy, man, for stopping through this morning. Trizzy Tracks, if you want to follow him on the gram. You need a beat, whatever. You need to holler at them straight up out of the city next to Blow. You know, Charlotte, we up one right now. Man, salute to him. Doing his thing, man. Much, much respect, much continued success, and much talent to the young man. Trizzy Tracks, I appreciate you stopping through the madhouse this morning, dropping them hot beats. Oh, you got one of them beats? Hey. That's one of the Butterfinger beats right there. He like them kind of beats. He like them kind of beats. That's what it's butter like. There you go. Do the butter chop. Do the butter chop. Man, shout out to Trizzy stopping through, man. Blessing the madhouse this morning. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on the gram at Trizzy Track. Thank you, Trizzy. He's at DJ Khaled Drake for free. It's Pound 98.
Another one. Black
Smart! All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
And it's South of Fool.
South of Fool. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we taking that hood black card.
What? Oh, man, I can't lose my black card now.
Kick it off, Ms. Justin.
All right, we got Zeke here from the Universal Circus. So excited about it. You know the circus is my favorite thing. Oh my goodness.
Ow.
So I need you to tell me two things that you're going to see at the Universal Circus, because that's the black circus.
Well, first of all, I'm going to see a group of black kids
with a group of black parents. I'm going to see some hood clowns, and I'm going to see a lot of explosion from the from a crowd with black folks, because, you know, we don't sit there and
Zigzag, that's correct. So I'm against it. You got them, big dog. All right, I need to know three things that black people sneak into a movie.
Oh, first off, we sneaking that candy. We stopping the Family Dollar, getting that candy. We going to sneak us a couple of drinks. And shoot, 9 times out of 10, we might sneak an extra kid in there if we can.
You black smart, boy. You is black smart. Me and my wife do this all the time.
You
me and my wife sneak all that into the movies all the time. You got it, baby. You are black smart this morning. And for being black smart this morning, you got tickets for Big Back Burpees Comedy Show going down August 31st. It's going to be him, Big Baby Darren Brand, Tyler Chronicles, and more live at the McGloin Theater at Spears Square. Let them know who putting you in the building, South of Fool.
No Limit, Power 98, Madhouse.
Show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Mad.
It is, though. Turning up at the circus, that's my type. Pi 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, and you know the universe. So!
Circus
is in town. Yeah. Kicked off last night. Zeke is in the man. It is crazy. Like I've been seeing Zeke ever since the circus has been coming to Charlotte
from day one.
And he was outside. I said, "Is that Zeke?"
He did. He kept going. Is that Zeke?
I had to come and take over power, baby.
How you been, man?
I've been blessed by the best, no less, and highly favored. What's happening, y'all? The Morning Show.
Good, man. So how was the opening night last night?
Oh man, last night was off the chain, off the chain. Queen City, y'all showed up and showed out. And more to come.
Mm-hmm. We were talking off the air about the history of the Universe Soul Circus and how y'all put the regular circus out of business.
Well, you know, anything black folks touch, we're going to bring it to another level. So if you can't bring it to our level, it's like, you know, you got to be in the game to win it.
For people that are wondering, how did it start? How did it originate?
A brother, African-American brother by the name of Mr. Cedric Walker, he was a promoter, entrepreneur guy. He came up with a concept of taking your traditional style circus and putting a little soul flavor to it. It started in Atlanta, Georgia, which is the home base of the circus. Like I said, take a circus and put a little, you know, soul flavor to it. Hip hop, gospel, all genres of music. African Americans from all over the globe. Of course, now we mix it with everybody, all nationalities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got the Soul Train line. We just come to have a good party, as they say.
That's dope. So, man, taking this vision and making it grow. How did you become a part of that, Zeke?
Well, I knew Cedric Walker before the circus started.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do things with him and Casual Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said one day he's going to end up doing a circus. And normally it's just a ringmaster. Then they named the second spot, which is the sidekick, ringmaster sidekick. I took that position. And voila, here we are 26 years later.
26 years.
Man, that's a long time. It's a beautiful thing, though. It is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time they said the Universe Soul Circus was coming to Charlotte. I was like, what is this? They was like, it's the black circus. It's the black circus. We got to go. And I went. I was like, I ain't never seen no circus like this. So if you've never been to the Universe Soul Circus, what do you expect?
Don't judge it by any other circus that you have seen. What's that other circus? I
ain't call it
that.
It's out of business.
Exists no more. Yeah. You know why? But don't judge it by any other show. We are the most interactive show you have. We have world class performers. We got people from China. We have people from Mongolia. We have people from Trinidad and Tobago. We got Caribbean dancers, stilt walkers, and that guy that won the tickets earlier talking about the ghetto clowns.
We got
Fresh the Clown. They are into that sensation. Actually, kids, they know about Fresh the Clown, Juju on the Beat, and all that. We got motorcycle acts. This year we took out our elephants because we put other animals in. We have camels. My brain going dead.
Horses,
dogs, zebras. We have them animals now. We got skaters. We got hip hop dancers. Like I said, it's ultimate.
You got one of the best
things about the circus is it's not just for the kids.
No. You could be 1 to 101.
Mm-hmm. Like me, I can't wait.
We got something for everybody. We got something for everybody. We got all genres of music. Like I said, we got the latest music that's going on to the old school, the classic soul train line. We got to get the people out the audience and bring in Center Ring. And like I said, you become a part of the show. Mm-hmm. Not only do you see world-class performers, but you, the audience, without you, there is no us.
No doubt. You got the Lions and the Tigers back.
No, we gave them a break. We gave the Tigers and the Lions and the Elephants a break to put these other animals in. We didn't want to flood it with too many animals.
I got you.
So we just gave them a break. You know, we do 500 shows a year. Mm. We do about 15 to 20 cities a year. So we give them a break every now and then, and we switch up the animals. So
if someone wanted to be in the circus... Are there opportunities? Like, how does that work?
Yes, yes, there are opportunities. I mean, the kid that you see in the backyard jumping, you know, over mattresses or climbing up in trees and swinging, one day he could be, you know, an aerialist.
Yeah.
You know, we have skaters. You know, we have a duo of skaters, a guy and a girl. So if they give your little daughter or son skating, I mean, one day they could be in the ring, you know, doing their thing. Mm. You see them climbing up on this and climbing up on that, or now they riding the bikes and all that. Mm-hmm. We have... the Daredevil Bicycle Boys. So, you know, it's many ways to get into it.
So if your child is acting strange, you might not need to stop him.
He's they not
might
really be, strange.
They might want to be a part of circus one day.
There you
just don't
go.
Know. So Universal Circus here in town, where is it this year?
You know where we at.
Old Eastland Mall.
There you go. And we're here until Labor Day. You know, we extended it up until Labor Day. We started last night. So with Queen City, you get 2 weeks of this.
Wow.
2 weeks of this. It's so nice we had to do it twice.
And Wednesday is Power 98
Next
night.
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday mm-hmm. is Power 98 night. And it's this Wednesday coming up.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This Wednesday coming up is Power 98 night. And Larry and I are going to be the guest
ringmaster.
So excited. I've never done this before.
I want to ride a camel.
What do I do? What am I going to wear?
We can hook that up.
I want to ride a camel. I want to ride a camel.
Okay.
I ain't mess with the zebra because the zebra's a little wild.
That's the least of your worry. We got you on the camel.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, at intermission time, we do camel rides.
Yeah.
So the audience members, they could also, if they want to ride the camels, come at Center Ring and during the intermission time and ride the camels.
Last time I went, I rode the elephant.
Yeah,
and I'm
too.
A Delta, so yeah. I was so excited to ride the elephant being a Delta.
That's
but
right.
So, like, what am I going to be doing? What do I do?
Well, I can't tell you now over the air what you're going to be doing because
okay.
I want the fans to come out and see you Center Ring doing what you do, girl. What you do.
Zeke, so I just got this question on my Instagram page.
Yeah.
Can you buy tickets at the actual circus?
Yes. Matter of fact, that's a good way when people ask me for hookups and stuff. There's no service charge. Come to our box office on location.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the big trailer that says box office. Come on location every day of the week from basically 9 in the morning to 8 at night. The box office is open. No service charge. Flat rate for the tickets.
And there's really not a bad seat.
No bad seats.
We're in a circle, so every seat is basically good. We got like 2,100 seats in there, and every seat is basically good.
All right, Universal Circus in town. He said all the way to Labor Day, so that's 2 weeks here in Charlotte. Old Eastern Mall parking lot, I think the address is 5491.
I think I'm going to go like
Central,
four times.
Central Avenue, Power 98 night is Wednesday night. You can join me and Miss Jessica. But take your kids to the circus. You ain't got no excuses. You got all this week and all next week to take your kids to the circus.
Take the kids, bring a date, bring your wife.
Break
we got
night.
Everybody. We done had weddings under there. We done had hookups under there. You
see,
never know.
Y'all hooking people up.
You
at the
never
circus.
Know. No, we don't hook them up. We've had weddings up under there, and we've had people that propose up under there.
Wow.
So it ain't just the kids. We done had dates up in there. Bring a date out. That'll get you.
Man, I appreciate you being here this morning. It's that YK Osiris Worth It. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.